This is Wyman and Bob
on Seattle Sports, powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming live on the Seattle Sports app and at seattlesports.com.
Now, here are your hosts, Dave Wyman and Bob Stelton.
Well, the Hatback Bar and Grill is getting packed, Dave. This room is really, I don't remember it being this full last year.
No, I don't either. And also, we got in here and it was just this big empty space echoing and everything. And I thought, there's no way they're going to fill this place.
It's packed, it seems, man. Full.
Yeah, it's, this is the bar area down here, so it's a little more packed down here. But yeah, no, it's a great turnout. No, there wasn't. We were here, what, twice, three times last year? It was never this crowded.
No, we could, I think the last time, Felix was here.
We had Felix
here that day. This is as crowded as I've seen it. And there's I don't know if you looked outside, the line to get into T-Mobile is forming around the block there. So people anxiously awaiting entrance into the ballpark opening night. We had Kevin Martinez on earlier who told us, I think there are some standing room only seats left at that point, but that was at the beginning of the show. So as far as tickets go, I'm not exactly sure where they're at for tonight, but I would definitely get online before you come down to the stadium because it appears to be sold out.
I would estimate that 50% of the people that are here because they listened to our show.
Oh, without
question. We told them that the Mariners were going to be good this year.
That's right.
And that's why they're here.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly the feedback I've got. People are shaking their heads.
See?
Yes, there we go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the kind of influence we wield in the community here. So, yeah, I think everybody's on the same page for the most part. You have a lot of people that are feeling very positive and optimistic about it. You get a few naysayers in there, but I think at least to start the season, there's reason to be optimistic, and we'll talk about some of the national voices weighing in on this team. Our buddy Adam Ray will join us from, I think I figured out he's in Eugene. I think that's where he's at, but we'll clarify. He'll join us coming up in a few minutes, but we played a cut from Dontrell Willis earlier in the program. We had him on earlier this week. By the way, a fantastic interview with him. Really more because of him. I mean, we were really good, but he was really, really good. So if you didn't catch that, check that out on the podcast page at seattlesports.com. But here he is telling us why, in his opinion, the Mariners' rotation is as good as it is.
They're top five. And that front three with Castillo, Kirby, and Gilbert, they can go up against anybody in baseball. I don't think anybody wants to get in a gunslinging match with these guys, especially at home. I mean, they pitch with a lot of confidence at home. And again, like I talked about, the different looks. There's something about this group that screams to me mound presence. When I was on the Marlins, you know, I was the worst guy in the rotation. I mean, we had Josh Beckett and guys like that threw 100 miles an hour and Brad Pinning, and all of a sudden you see this lefty throwing 91, you know. The teams wanted to see me, you know, but we all had different looks. And once we started to have rhythm with the rotation, we felt like we can win any matchup against anybody because they trusted our staff to win that matchup on the mound. And so this reminds me a lot of that type of staff where they have stuff and they know that win or lose, it's going to go through the rotation.
How would you define mound presence?
I think it just comes with what these guys know about this rotation, what they bring, that there are no easy outs, that there's a presence out there of a guy, especially when you're looking at Castillo with his track record. He's the most well-known of the bunch.
Right.
You know what you're going to get from him. You know he's filthy. And then Kirby is known at this point, especially his command. I think, so there's a presence when you've got a guy like Kirby and you're going, all right, he's always around the plate. I got to be ready to swing when this guy's out there. There's just that feeling when each guy steps onto the hill and you know what you're in store for versus, you know what, I can touch this guy up. I feel like I've got this guy's number. I don't know that anybody feels that way about anybody in this rotation at this point.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that most hitters are thinking 1-3, you know, going down, you know, because you got Wu and Miller and those guys still have to earn their stripes. But, you know, we've heard that some good things. Was it Miller? Somebody was saying, you know, he's got to get his splitter going. That was going to be the big pitch for him this year.
Well, they both needed to develop something, whether it was a new pitch or working on something that was already in their arsenal to work on lefties, because that's where both Miller and Wu struggled was versus lefties. The splits were uneven. So that's what they needed to work on. And we'll see what they do. Obviously, we'll wait a little longer for Wu since he starts the season on the injured list. But by the way, Dontrell being very humble there, saying he was the worst guy in the rotation, that was not true in Florida. And he brings up Josh Beckett, who was a very good pitcher, but by all accounts, not the nicest guy in the world. Mm. So Dontrell, incredibly nice and was not even close to the worst guy in that rotation. But he's obviously, I think it's fairly unanimous around baseball when it comes to this rotation. Now, people can feel different ways about the team as a whole and talk about what they think their chances are for the postseason. But when it comes to the rotation, I don't know that I've heard any naysayers out there. I don't know that I've heard ever anybody come out and say, they're not as good as some people are pumping them up to be or anything like that. This is pretty much a unanimous, universal opinion on this rotation.
Yeah, and this is part of Jerry's, rebuild of the farm system, and a lot of these guys that they brought in and they picked and everything. It's just, the big criticism is he just can't do it on the other side offensively. Although you got, Julio, we thought a few guys that have came and went were going to be the answer there, but the pitching, very solid here, and I feel like also maybe one of the better the staffs as far as coaches go. It just seemed to keep it very simple, which is typically what we hear from them. What's your best stuff? Okay, throw that.
Yeah, do that more.
Yeah, do that. Do that again.
Seems simplistic, but for whatever reason, it works with them. I don't know why other clubs didn't tap into that philosophy, but it's working out for them. Meanwhile, we had Mike Petriello on from MLB.com, and he talked about where he ranks this Mariners rotation.
Well, I would definitely agree with you. I'd take them over Houston. Would probably, as I'm like running through it quickly in my head, take them over any team in the American League West. And I think I'd probably put them across the majors at, I don't know, somewhere between 5th and 8th. I really like the Twins. We always know the Rays pull pitching out of their hat, but I think most of the teams I would put above them are National League teams, right? The Arizona rotation looks very good. Obviously, the Dodgers, Braves, Phillies. And then I'm not sure there's another American League team that's popping up to me immediately outside of maybe Minnesota, where I'm saying, oh, yes, it's obviously them. I think that is a credit to the guys they have. You know, you could easily say this is the best rotation in the AL, or at least close to it.
I'd agree with that. He's got him. So if you go by the teams he listed, he's got him about 4th. What's funny is he said, maybe somewhere 5th through 8th. And then he listed the 4th. He said he wound up with, well, probably the best in the American League. Then I put the Dodgers, Braves, and Phillies ahead of them, maybe.
Yeah.
So, all right, maybe at worst they're 4th in all of baseball, which I'd put them a little higher than that. But they're in that conversation with anybody that covers the game. It doesn't matter whether they're in this market, outside of this market. Anybody that covers this game has got this as one of the best rotations in all of baseball.
Yeah, it was Diamondbacks, Dodgers, Braves, Phillies. And then he said an AL, maybe Minnesota.
Maybe.
Right? Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. All right, well, we get a chance to speak to this guy. We haven't spoken to him in a while, and he's always traveling around the country. He's representing Seattle wherever he's at. If you see his videos on Instagram, if you see him on Twitter, always decked out in Seattle gear, in Mariners gear, and he's got to be excited about opening days with us on the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook Hotline. Comedian, actor, just all-around great guy. Adam Ray is here with us. What's going on, man?
What's up, guys? Last time I was at the Hatback Bar and Grill, I was, say it with me, not sober.
you had a very stressed-out Mike Lefko keeping an eye on you.
Oh, man, I think I had I was double-fisting pineapple margaritas, and Mike was like, you can't put those on the desk, or we're going to get in trouble. You can drink them on the side, but don't put them on the desk. But he was very cool about it. He was the cool dad. He was like, you can drink in the basement, just don't do it in front of me.
Okay. I never would think that he would be like a cool dad, but okay, we'll work with that.
Oh, yeah.
Lefko, the cool dad.
Mike's going to be the coolest dad. Mike is going to be the coolest dad. I mean, he probably already is a dad. He just doesn't know about it. But when the time comes, he is going to be a great role model for some child.
I was wondering how this segment would start by making fun of me, and didn't disappoint.
There we go.
Got me multiple ways early on.
I was celebrating your ability to be an example, Mike. And here you go, not understanding the joke and making it weird on air yet again.
That's the dad in me. You got me.
Oh, there you go. See how easy that was?
Where are you? You're in Oregon?
I'm in Eugene, Oregon, the Vegas of the Northwest, said nobody ever. Eugene is, my buddy opened a comedy club out here. So if you live anywhere in Oregon, check out Olson Run Comedy Club. It's in Eugene, Oregon, right in the epicenter of University of Oregon. I asked people what there is to do here last night. They said drink. And then they said you can check out. There's a lot of, like, meth head fights. And one guy in the back said, I go, what do you mean by he's a bouncer at a bunch of bars? This guy named Eric, who I was talking to during the show. And he goes, yeah, my friends and I watched something called Hobo Dojo. I go, what's that? He goes, it's homeless people that are on meth fighting. And I go, dude, I am going back to Hollywood to pitch 6 seasons of Hobo Dojo. And maybe, and just if this comedy thing doesn't work out, I'm going to just see if I can, you know, turn into a producer. But Eugene is, Eugene's a cool city, man. So I got 8 sold out shows here at Olson Run Comedy Club.
8.
Picked up my dad. 8, yeah. We did 4. Those sold out, so we added 4 more. And I picked up my dad in Salem, drove down. And now I'm going to, you know, hope that I'm probably going to keep my set short from an hour to 10 minutes so I can see the first pitch. And I'm fired up, man. I was texting with Cal today, and I suggested that if he didn't have his walk-up song picked already, I said, you know, Shallow by Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga is still available. And he thought that was funny.
Of course you were texting with Cal on opening day. Were you interacting with Mitch and Ty as well?
A little bit with Mitch. Ty's been a little on the ghosty side of things lately. And you know what? Message received. You know, once he lost a little bit of weight, he's changed, dude. I don't even know if he'll look me in the eye. I miss chubby Ty. This skinny Ty is not the version I met 2 years ago.
Chubby Ty.
Well, seriously, what do you think about this year, Adam? I mean, it's you've been a fan for a long time, and it just seems like the way the season ended last year versus how the anticipation on opening day has changed so much. I don't know that it's ever been that drastic. You feeling that? And what do you think about how far this team goes this year?
Well, Dave, I think the way that things ended last year was really a disappointment. Like, I tried to just immediately find the silver lining and chalk it up to, you know, how cool it is that we got to have a squad that made it competitive so that we could even, you know, have a whole summer of baseball and a fall where every game pretty much mattered. Like, so many teams don't even get that. That being said, you know, it sucked. And I think going into the off season, how slow it started was a bummer. But like my mom always says, don't go to bed angry if you get into a fight with your wife. And I go, shut up, mom. Don't tell me how to live my life. But my mom's the best. Shout out to Puddin'. She's at the game tonight. But I think that it's how the off season ends that really lets the fans know what's going on. And look, like you said, Dave, yeah, we're better on paper. You guys have said it, time and time again, health is the big determining factor here, but I don't know, man. I think the moves, the rotation is the best in baseball, you know? And I honestly think that we got rid of, true weaknesses. The additions last year were almost laughable. So I think when you just straight up look at what we added versus last year, you can't help but be encouraged and inspired to have, you know, buckets of optimism. And listening to your guys' chat with Jerry, it's like, we don't understand as fans how the off season, how difficult that is to navigate through. It's like when it starts, every team doesn't just get a list of players and sit down fantasy football style and go, yeah, I want that guy. No, I want that guy. Cool. How about I give you this guy? But it's not children trading baseball cards. It's like there's so many moving parts. So the fact that we got Mitch Garver is awesome. The fact that we got Polanco rules. The fact that Haney came back and I think is going to have a banner year. In fact, it leads me to my next point. Bob, we made the Jared Kelnick bet, and let's be honest, that did not go according to plan.
No, it did not.
Not only did Jared Kelnick not hold up his end of the bargain, but he stinks so bad he got traded. And mark my words, I think he's going to get traded again. But I think that Mitch Haniger is going to be an all-star, and I think Cal Raleigh is going to hit 20 home runs by the all-star break. And if that happens, Bob, let's make a bet right here on Wyman and Bob, the best sports radio show, say it with me, in the world. And if one of those two things happens, Bob, you owe me a steak dinner. And if it doesn't happen, instead of pudding massaging your upper body attached to the nips, George and Durte will do it simultaneously.
Oh, no. We got to draw
a line. How about this? All right. I hear you. How about this? If that doesn't happen, I'll give you a coupon for a free stand-up show wherever you want, whether that be the station, your house, your parents' house, Lefkoe's boat, wherever you want.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that one.
Well, what's funny is if he already owes me a steak dinner based on the last bet, now he's saying if one of these things happened, I owe him. So it cancels that out, and I owe him. So we're I'm starting out in the hole here for some reason. But I'm with you on Haniger.
Bob, can I talk to you for a second? You're embarrassing me in front of Dave.
By the way,
I got you. I do owe you the steak dinner. I got you. You know that's going to happen. I got you.
No, you're not. You're not doing that. But Dave and I are both on the same page with you. Both wild card is Haniger being an all-star this year. I'm with you 100% on that because he looked great.
Oh, he had a great spring. I also think Calzone's going to have a huge year. I think that is going to be one of the one of the missing links, and I think one of the unexpected surprises that that we're all like, wait a second, where has this guy been? Like, I think it's going to be a real banner year for guys that we don't expect. I think this is going to be one of those years where Julio and Ty just get back to true form, even though Julio's only been in the league for 3 years, so cut him some slack. But I think the guys that you expect to deliver are going to, and I think we're going to have a couple surprises, and that's what's going to put us over the top. But I also have my Rick's picks. My picks to Rick. What are they called? My Rick picks?
Picks to click.
Clicks to... All right. I don't like you guys' attitude. You're yelling at me, and you ask me to call in, and you're getting real aggressive. Dave, put down the flash. All right. My clicks to pick. But if it was a Rick pick, you only get those after 2 a.m., from on his cell phone. All right. So, my clicks to pick Rick. So here's what I'm picking for tonight's game. Opening day. Here we go. Haney goes deep. Mitch Garver goes deep. Luis Castillo goes 8 strong, strikes out 10. Cal goes deep. JP has a triple. Ty hits a double. And Salk gets drunk on Bud Light Limes and is asked to leave the press box. Those are my clicks to pick.
Clicks to pick. By the way, it's amazing how far you've come, Adam, from the days of hitting me up saying, hey, man, can you talk to somebody to help me throw out the first pitch? And now he's like, yeah, I was just texting with Cal, and I was talking to Hanny, and yeah, I'll probably throw out another first. You've thrown out, what, 3 first pitches at this point now?
I think 2 there, but then a couple elsewhere. But, I mean, yeah, I obviously bleed Mariner baseball. Most of my gigs this summer are scheduled around where the M's are going to be. I'm going to be in Denver when they're there. I'm going to be in Cleveland when they're there. I'm going to be in Pittsburgh and Boston. And I think one more, maybe in the fall. But if there are any Mariner fans out there that want to make a weekend of it, hit up my website, adamraycomedy.com. Come see a show. Come to the game. Let's have some beers and drunk dial Wyman.
Yeah, are there any other players that you've kind of weaseled your way into their whether it's their like address book or what? Some of the new guys.
Dave, your jealousy is palpable. Yeah, I.
That's not the answer I was looking for. The response. I wanted you to check my attitude. Damn it.
No, I mean honestly, it's got to happen organically. Like I was at spring training for that innings fest and doing Ryan Dempster's podcast in his live show there. And then we caught Chris Stapleton after, and then Cal and Wu were there. And so I ran into him on the way out, and I'm, you know, decked out in M's gear. And, you know, I've got my my Mariners cap, my Dan Wilson tank top, my John Allerud, you know, thong. And so I see them and I go, fellas. And then they came over and we started chatting. And Cal was like, oh, I actually follow you on Instagram. You're hilarious. And I was like, well, that. And I just started crying. I just didn't even know what to say. And the alcohol was kicking in, and I was emotional, and I was moved. So that's the best way to do it. I don't like it just
to cry.
Yeah.
The best way to do it is to break down in front of them.
Break down in front of them, and then they feel bad for you, and then they you know, then you're just a charity case at that point. No, I mean, they were super cool, man. And, you know, that's the best way to do it. Obviously, Tramiel, last year when I was at spring training, you know, that's where I met Tramiel. A lot of these guys, too, first of all, they're just people, man. So it's like, and sports and comedy are so, you know, synonymous that, like, not everybody uses their downtime to consume, you know, comedy and entertainment, but the cool ones do. Taylor Trammell, you know, knew me from a couple of big podcasts, and Cal, obviously, you know, has his finger on the pulse of what's happening. And then there's players that are just like, you know, I watch Dr. Pimple Popper and I go to sleep at 7 p.m. And you're like, all right, you know, that's one way to do it. But most of the guys on our squad, I feel like are pretty cool, man. So it makes it
very, very cool.
Good group of guys. No question.
He is Adam Ray. You can find everything you need to know about him at adamraycomedy.com. All the tour dates, all the merch, everything is right there. Everything he's got going. We love you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, man.
We are World Series bound. Mark my words. I love you guys, and I'll see you. I'll see you very soon. And Lefko, look under your seat. I snuck a pineapple margarita for you under your chair, Oprah style. Have two sips. And send me a Rick pic. All right, I love you guys.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
There you go. There's Adam Ray. Always good stuff with him. Appreciate him. Check him out, adamraycomedy.com. Coming up, is it AL MVP or bust for Julio this season? We'll get into that conversation live from the Hatback Bar and Grill. It's Wyman and Bob. This is Seattle Sports on 710.
Whether you're planning a special birthday party for 14 friends and family or a company outing for up to 400 coworkers, Mariner's Suites are the perfect spot for your next get-together. Enjoy catering, VIP parking, private entry, and more. Reserve today at mariners.com/suites.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Have you considered surgery or even joint replacement? Hey, it's Dave Wyman, and before you make that decision, see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, at Seattle Sports and Regenerative Medicine. Why? Because he gives it to you straight. Dr. Wagner said my right knee needs replacement, and I appreciate his honesty and expertise. My left knee is fine right now, but the minute it isn't, I'm heading to Dr. Wagner for his expert opinion. I want to avoid another surgery, and I've heard so many patients rave about results from their 90-minute outpatient stem cell procedure with Dr. Wagner. He's a board-certified Seattle physician with over 30 years of experience and has performed more than 20,000 stem cell procedures, using a person's own stem cells to regenerate cartilage in their own joints. People with severe osteoarthritis, even bone-on-bone, are back doing what they enjoy without pain and without surgery. Whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before choosing surgery, see Dr. Mark Wagner first. Go to drmarkwagnermd.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wyman and Bob, live from Hatback Bar and Grill on opening day.
We continue live from the Hatback Bar and Grill. It's Wyman and Bob, Seattle Sports on 710 and seattlesports.com. If you guys have missed anything from today's show, you've missed a bunch. So check it out on the podcast page after the show at seattlesports.com. The Mariners hosting the Red Sox tonight, beginning of a four-game set. And the T-Mobile Park roof will be, I'm going to go with closed. It's a little, it's chilly. It's been raining. Maybe they'll open it in time for the flyover and then close it again. I'm not really sure.
That'd be nice. That would be nice. But, yeah, it's...
Is it raining? I don't think it's raining right now. Is it not.
It's certainly not...
getting a little darker.
Not deterring the fans at all, that's for sure.
No.
There's lots of people here. People coming
packed,
early.
Packed here at the Hatback Bar and Grill. So that is the roof report presented by State Roofing. I did the video yesterday, Bob's Baseball Breakdown, which is up there for you, seattlesports.com on the YouTube channel and all of that. But one of the questions was, which player on this team has the most pressure on them? And to me, it was the most obvious answer. It's Julio, because he's the face. He's the guy that's got the 12-year contract. He's the guy that's being paid like an MVP. He's the guy that carries the most expectation out of anybody on this roster. And it almost feels like he's got to be in the MVP conversation. I'm not saying he's got to win it. That's a bad expectation for anybody. But I think most people feel like he should be in that conversation. Do you feel like that's an unfair expectation?
Yeah, kind of, I think. But, I mean, you know, when you look at what he's paid, and, you know, at a point, I'm going to have to stop saying, okay, well, he's only 22, he's only 23. I mean, he got paid a serious amount of money. And, yeah, that's you pay a guy like that who is in the conversation every year. So I guess realistically, yeah, he should be. That's what it's all about. That's what his contract was about. But just as your player, you kind of worry about him a little bit. And you think, just go out and play and have fun. I feel like that's when he's going to have the most success. You think he has a ton of pressure on his head? I don't know if he's even thinking about this kind of stuff other than just going up in every plate appearance, you know, have a professional at bat. He's thinking more about those kinds of things than just the overall pressure.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he feels pressure or not. I'm sure he probably felt it at times last year with the All-Star game being here. He is the face of the organization. I don't think that's lost on him at all. It's amazing when we look at last season and we talk about, you know, service told us, he told us. He really just had that five-week stretch in the entire season. Yeah, he finished fourth in MVP voting.
Yeah.
Because of that stretch. I mean, that's how much damage he did in such a brief amount of time. So if he can just spread that out and just have a little more consistency, I think he's a guy that'll be in that conversation every single year. And I don't think it's about him trying harder or anything. I think he's just that good naturally that if he lets his game just flow, that's where he's going to be, because he's just that naturally gifted. And again, I just think with the contract he signed, with the way he's marketed, and he is the face of this team, that brings a certain expectation. There's just an expectation, yeah, he's going to be great, and if he's great, that the team's going to get where they need to go.
Yeah, and that just goes with the territory as you're describing. So I feel like he's kind of grown up this year. When we talked to him this year, he was much more sounded like a veteran player, didn't
yeah.
he? I mean, you go through a lot and you grow up really fast in Major League Baseball or just professional sports in general. But yeah, I was just looking for Julio's numbers. You know, he had 15 games to end the season, where he batted 123, on base percentage 224. So, but he had that ripper, you know, stretch of, what was it, like August through September, mm-hmm. where it was like he was batting 389, 42 RBIs. I mean, he was just crushing it. Don't expect that, but you don't expect this year to have a 15-game, 57-at-bat, you know, little span there where you bat 123 and only have four RBIs.
Yeah, he's I think he's just mentally, I think he's where he needs to be, his approach and everything else. We talked to Mike Petriello about him, and he talked here about, he, in his opinion, he should win the MVP because how good he is, not just offensively, but defensively.
I would hate to put on someone that if you're not top two in the MVP, you had a bad year. Yeah, that's probably unfair, but as I said, I did pick him to be the MVP. Going back to the top 10 position lists, I picked him as my number one center fielder in baseball, above Aaron Judge, and I can tell you all the Yankee fans here were not happy about that. And listen, my reason was clear. Do I think Rodriguez is as strong of a hitter as Judge? No, I don't, because Judge is, you know, best in baseball or close to it. What I like about Rodriguez, first of all, he's 9 years younger, and that matters when you're projecting forward. We know Judge has had health injuries, and Rodriguez has really done a great job of turning himself into not just a solid defensive outfielder, but a pretty good one. You know, he's a very good defensive center fielder, and that's going to matter at the end of the day, because MVP voters, they look at things like wins above replacement, which takes into account defense.
Yeah, we kind of forgot about his defense, right? I mean, we were talking about offense mostly there, but man, he has just been fantastic. Is there anybody with that size speed ratio that like him? I mean, just his range.
I don't know about the speed. I mean, Judge is bigger than he is. Judge is a monster. He's
yeah.
been center field, but I don't think he's covering as much ground as Julio does. What's interesting about Julio is he was a corner outfielder coming up. Center field was a newer position for him. So to see what he's turned into is pretty darn impressive. Like when we saw Kelnick fill in for him, I thought Kelnick was bad in center field. That was not his spot, but he was good in the corners.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think it's just as some people just go, well, it's outfield. Who cares? Well, it's just the way you're seeing the ball come off the bat in left field versus center versus right. Everything's different the way the ball's coming off the bat in terms of the way it carries, the way it's cutting and slicing here off a lefty versus a righty. All of that comes into play, so it's not as simple as just saying, well, he's an outfielder, he'll be fine, he can play any of those spots.
Well, when they move him to center, I remember thinking there was a couple of times where maybe it was a little bit of an adventure, but for the most part, he picked it up pretty quickly.
Yeah, now you look at him and you feel like he's one of the premier guys playing that spot in all of baseball. Now, Tim Kirchen was asked about this as well. He was on with Bump and Stacy. He'd asked about what his, in his opinion, the ceiling for Julio is.
I'm not sure there is one. I mean, look at the track record. Look at those first two seasons. It's ridiculous how good he has been. He has been historically good when it comes to power and speed combination. And to do it at his age is amazing. And the reason there is no ceiling is his work ethic, and I know this all sounds corny, is second to none. His level of focus is amazing for a young player.
I'm sorry, I can't hear Tim Kirchen talk without thinking of our program director, Kyle Brown, who does a great Tim Kirchen impression.
Does
I don't know if you've ever heard, have you ever heard him do it?
I don't think so.
Oh, he nails it. He was here earlier. I was looking for him as I was hearing that. But anyway, Tim, I love Tim Kirchen.
Almost as good as your impersonation of Groz.
Yeah.
It's right up there.
You got to, when we get back in the station, we'll have Kyle do that for you. It's very good. But, yeah. I mean, it's hard to disagree with what he's saying and what he's accomplished at this age, at 23 years old, what he's shown. And you feel like he's nowhere close to a finished product. He's not even close to his athletic prime. I mean, he's years away from reaching his athletic prime. So looking at what he is now and then projecting forward, he's right. The sky is the limit for this kid.
Yeah, who were we talking to just now? That was like 26 to 29. Was it Jerry maybe?
It's Jerry, yeah.
Talking about, you know, those are kind of your key years. And yeah. I was thinking back to my career going, yeah, probably about then, you know.
That was the best you felt?
Age 30, start to tail off a little bit. Yeah, had to work a little
football
harder.
Is probably, you age faster in football. Right, if you're 30 in baseball, you've got a lot more in front of you, whereas in football, they're probably looking at you going, all right, hopefully we can squeeze out two, three more years from this guy.
Yeah, 30 is sort of that age that you're like, I don't want to be there.
Yeah. All right, coming up, first pitch, getting that much closer. We're going to break down what we expect out of this Mariners lineup and rotation this season. That is coming up next as we continue live from the Hatback Bar and Grill. It's Wyman and Bob, Seattle Sports on 710.
You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Have you considered surgery or even joint replacement? Hey, it's Dave Wyman, and before you make that decision, see Dr. Mark Wagner, MD, at Seattle Sports and Regenerative Medicine. Why? Because he gives it to you straight. Dr. Wagner said my right knee needs replacement, and I appreciate his honesty and expertise. My left knee is fine right now, but the minute it isn't, I'm heading to Dr. Wagner for his expert opinion. I want to avoid another surgery, and I've heard so many patients rave about results from their 90-minute outpatient stem cell procedure with Dr. Wagner. He's a board-certified Seattle physician with over 30 years of experience and has performed more than 20,000 stem cell procedures, using a person's own stem cells to regenerate cartilage in their own joints. People with severe osteoarthritis, even bone-on-bone, are back doing what they enjoy without pain and without surgery. Whether it's a shoulder, hip, elbow, ankle, wrist, or knee, before choosing surgery, see Dr. Mark Wagner first. Go to drmarkwagnermd.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Opening day, you're listening to Wyman and Bob live from Hatback Bar and Grill.
Signals.
Is that Lefko Wyman? Lefko Wyman arguing about hand signals here.
We have to. It's so loud.
He curls his hand up for 30. How does that? Like, it looks like a C.
All I'll say is it's universal. I've seen it forever, but why it makes sense, I have no idea.
Okay.
I have seen it, but where it originated, I just made up my own.
It's so, like, why is your name Dave? Be that kind of question.
I don't see that those two are related in any way.
But I could do the same thing. Why is your name Dave?
That doesn't feel apples to apples.
It's a name.
Yeah, okay. This is a signal.
Yeah.
It means 30. You're Dave. This
You're
is
Dave.
30.
I don't know, that it's just it's a very strange one. But now I know. Now I know it's 30 seconds. All right, and for those of you that would like to get the last 30 seconds of your life back, what do we got here, Bob?
Isn't it just like your name, Dave?
Yeah, just like my
Dave.
Name. That's just exactly what I think.
We talked about the lineup coming out, and really it's probably what everybody expects at this point, other than Ty France hitting eighth.
Yeah.
That would be the one outlier where you'd look at that and go, okay, I get it, because I look at it as maybe it's just a slow... It's a baby step to getting that confidence back. Yeah, he looked great in spring. He looks great physically. He looked great at the plate, but it's still spring. And we've talked about those numbers and how seriously you take them, good or bad. So maybe this is Scott Service saying, all right, listen, everything went according to plan, but we're not going to just throw you right in the deep end, hitting you third right out of the gates like we had you in years past. So let's just, you know, work your way back up. Because I got to believe when if he gets back to being who he was before, that's a guy you want up. You want him on base. He's the guy that you want to be able to drive in and have the bats behind him to drive him in.
Well, and Ty France had, I think, the most plate appearances in spring, and he had a really good spring. So, yeah. He batted .364, and you know, you look at his RBI numbers. He had 7. Did not hit a home run, but. you know, that's not really what he does. He spreads it all over the field. And, you know, I just think that that's a really good sign that he's number eight in the lineup, because that means that there's so many other good hitters in front of him that he'll eventually climb his way up. But, yeah, I don't know. To me, that just kind of I'll tell you what, Bob, it blew my skirt up when I saw Ty France at the number eight hole there.
What's his on base? What was it?
During spring, it was 442.
And I think he only got plunked once, as far as I know. I think he only got hit once.
Oh, yeah. We saw that, it.
That'll increase his on-base average, but his on-base percentage. But yeah.
But just count on that. He's going to get hit more than
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so he's going to find his way on base, whether it's being hit or coming up with a hit. But I just think he's a guy that can be a crucial element to this lineup if he can get back to what he was, which, by all appearances in spring, that's what he looked like.
Well, and just when he was really good a couple of years ago, you just came to rely on him too much. I mean, I remember there were games where, like, they had no – well, Ty went 3-for-4, but, you know, everybody else didn't get it done. And, yeah, he's been that solid. But last year just slowly got off of, you know, his approach and what he was swinging at, and then all of a sudden it got really sideways and got it fixed this all, by all appearances anyway.
Yeah, we were talking about this rotation as well, and I think, listen, this rotation, I think early, if this team's going to get off to a good start, the rotations need to, the starters need to get deep into the game to take some heat off a bullpen, which is shorthanded right now. You don't have Brash, you don't have Santos, and you don't have, who was the other guy they got? Bizardo.
Yeah.
Now, what role he was going to play, I'm not really sure. But, so you're down a couple of arms. And to take some heat off of them, you know, while they're absent, it would really be nice for them to get off to a good start, which means these starters hopefully can give you 6, 7, maybe even 8 on occasion. And the offense can provide a cushion to where it's not high leverage every time you bring in somebody from the bullpen, that maybe you got a couple of runs as a cushion there, as opposed to, all right, we're clinging to this 1-run lead and it's 2-1 and it's in the 9th inning or 8th inning and we need you to come in here and lock it down. You know, if they can do that, that's going to go a long way into getting off to the good start that I think everybody looks at this team and says is absolutely crucial.
How many times do you think this year, speaking of the rotation, you and I will talk about who's the ace? Because last year it went between Castillo, who did give up a number of home runs. I don't want to say it was, like, ridiculously high.
They were just ill-timed.
Ill-timed. And then, you know, there's Logan Gilbert and there was George Kirby, and we were kind of – I remember pretty much saying all three at different times during the season. What I would love is if this year we have that same conversation, except you have Miller or Wu in there as well.
If we're choosing out of the five, we're in a really good spot.
Really good
spot. If we're wringing our hands over, boy, which of the five –
yeah,
is your ace? Yeah, that might be kooky talk, Dave.
Yeah, but kooky talk.
But if we're back in a position where we're going back and forth between those three, and you can make a case for any three of those three, they're in a great position.
Yeah,
they're in a great position, and hopefully going towards what we talked about: Logan Gilbert being an all-star, Kirby being an all-star, Castillo certainly in that mix as well. So it's big, and it starts tonight. Can't wait for the hand signal. And there it is. There it is. That means 30 seconds, everybody. That's exactly what that means. All right. You got the pregame show coming up. I want to thank our guests, Jerry DePoto, Kevin Martinez, Paul Moyer, Dave Sims, Logan Gilbert, and Adam Ray, all joining us on the program today. If you missed any part of today's program, you know what to do. Head to seattlesports.com. Click the podcast tab, scroll down to our picture, click on that, click subscribe. You know, that's the drill. It'll be right there waiting for you. Have a great night, everybody. We're back tomorrow live from Edgar's with Wyman and Bob.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.